Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer and WNYC, check out our new online census project, 10 Questions That Count. Take our first census quiz, see our favorite census video, add your household's portrait to our 10 questions photo gallery, and nominate an 11th question. What one additional question would you ask all Americans? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show for our 10 Questions That Count census project website. Well, it's not just Friday. It's Follow-Up Friday, where we sometimes follow up on things that came up during the week. And since we did a call-in for taxi drivers the other day asking how could you on the charges that tens of thousands of you were involved in systematically bilking customers, we feel it's our duty now to pay attention to the city's retraction of part of that charge, or at least the certainty of that charge. Corrections, you know, generally don't get the attention in the press equivalent to the original statements, and this is one time that we want to make sure that it does. And some of you cab drivers saw it coming, I must say, when we had the call-in, as in this driver named Shiv, who called our show.
I've been driving now for 29 years. The names were being called by the media. We're being, you know, we're being thrown into the cage with a bunch of, you know, this is real nonsense.
You mean there are just a few cabbies who are doing it and everybody's being painted with the same brush? Is that what you're saying?
Sir. I'm curious, as I want to see the data. If they're saying more than 35,000 drivers, now that represents more than two-thirds of this industry.
That's not a few bad apples. That's a systemic problem.
That's not a few bad apples, Brian. That's a lot of bad apples. I would like to see the data.
You don't believe the data?
I don't believe the data. I think this whole thing was made up.
Why would they make it up?
Well, Brian, where is the data? Where is the data? We're asking for the data. The New York Times did a headline story on this. Where is the data to show that more than two... Brian, we're talking of a huge industry here.
Mm-hmm.
35,000 drivers scamming people. It's unheard of. This would have been one of the biggest scandals in the history of New York City.
And apparently Shiv was right to question the data. The original TLC press release said more than 33,000 drivers seem to be guilty of overcharging more than 1.8 million riders. The new numbers are unknown, but the TLC is walking back pretty decisively from the blanket charges, saying a substantial number of what they saw in electronic records may have been accidental or not overcharges at all. So they are reviewing their own data. Stay tuned for the real details whenever they are known. But in the meantime, nice going, Taxi and Limousine Commission. Way to build your credibility by rushing to the media with the original unconfirmed stats.